To begin, take a deep breath, feeling the cool air coming in through your nostrils and the warm air rushing out through your mouth. Take another deep breath, this time closing your eyes on the out-breath. Now breathing normally, allow your body to settle. Begin by setting metta to yourself by repeating the following phrases, either aloud or to yourself, pausing after each phrase. May I be free from danger. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. If these phrases don't touch your heart today, feel free to come up with your own language that captures the spirit of these statements. We want the practice to be meaningful to you. Perhaps you could say, "May I be free from confusion," for example, or "May I find relief from suffering." If the traditional phrases speak to your heart, that's fine. If not, use your own words to express similar wishes. Next, move on to direct kindness towards someone you find inspiring or to whom you feel grateful. By tradition, you will call this person the benefactor. Holding the benefactor's presence in your mind, extend them the metta phrases. May you be free from danger. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Again, if these phrases aren't pitch perfect to you, use your own. Perhaps your benefactor is burdened with worry or recently injured. You could say, "May you be free from your worries," or "May you recover rapidly." The point is not to use the correct words, but to use words that are meaningful to you. Now move on to extend kindness to a loved one or friend. Holding this person's presence in your mind, extend the metaphrases to him or her. May you be free from danger. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. As always, feel free to adjust the lines as you feel appropriate. Next, extend metta by directing it toward those who don't usually arouse feelings of love. By moving beyond your familiar circle of loved ones, you strengthen and increase your capacity for goodwill. Think of a person you neither like nor dislike. This is challenging for some people because they find it difficult to call to mind anyone who they haven't labeled likable or unlikable. If this is the case for you, think about the barista who handed you your cup of coffee this morning, the grocery store clerk who checked you out during your last visit, or even a person who walks their dog past your house in the morning. Holding this person's presence in your mind, extend the metaphrases to him or her, remembering that it's okay to adjust them. May you be free from danger. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Now send metta to someone with whom you've had difficulty or conflict. To do this does not mean to forget your own needs. It doesn't mean that you must deny your own pain, anger, or fear. Sending metta to someone you consider difficult or dangerous helps you to discover and cultivate your inherent capacity for unconditional love. Still, it can be difficult to extend kindness to people you find difficult. If this is the case for you, you might consider including yourself along with the difficult person. If you want to try this, just say, "May we be free from danger," etc. With this person's presence in your mind, extend the metaphrases to him or to her, again recalling that it's fine for you to adjust them if appropriate. May you be free from danger. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Finally, extend metta to all beings without exception. All people and all animals, whether you consider them pleasant or not. Holding all beings in your mind, extend the metta phrases to them, remembering it's okay to adjust the words if appropriate. May all beings be free from danger. May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings live with ease. Now bring your attention back to your breath. Feel the cool air coming in through your nose and the warmth of the breath on your exhale. Take another deep breath and open your eyes.